St. Luke chapter number 19. Again, I say I appreciate this young lady come playing the piano tonight, but I probably won't be here too long. Just got a little fault with the whole Bible to cover, but I just don't feel like it in body. I just want to drop a thought with us. And the shape that we're in today, country-wise, community-wise, home-wise, and just everything is falling apart. I've got a CD at the house that Brother Billy Mitchell, I'm on his mailing list. I get one or two every month from him. He preaches on the radio, and he sent one of his radio CDs. He's got two sermons on it. I don't see how in the world he stays on radio. I'll try to get sometime 20 on a weekend and make y'all a copy of it. But I mean, I'm telling you what, I've never heard such preaching all my life that that man do. A lot of difference in his preaching in church than preaching on that radio. He come into name and sin for about 15 minutes. He didn't stop. And every bit of his Bible. I phoned him after I got it. And told him, I said, I don't give all people up our church. One, I said, maybe they'll hear you. I said, they won't listen to me. And he said, they won't listen to me either. But, you know, the Lord's good to us. And we are getting in a time when we had better seek him with all of our heart. I got a while ago at the house where the Bible said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And I got to digging up that word fool. And best I can come up with out of strong concordance and out of the concordance on this Bible, it would be an atheist has said in his heart, there is no God. Didn't say with his mouth, but said in his heart, there is no God. But God said for us not to call them fools. He can call them fools, but we can preach on them fools. Amen. Well, I want to start reading St. Luke chapter 19, and we'll maybe read to another place or two, but I want to just look here. And this is about Jesus, and that's exactly what we need in this day. Preach. Billy said on that CD, he said, we're living in a time when if you preach this Bible, they say you're going to judge him. Are you trying to get us back on the law? Doing everything in the world to get away from the Word of God. But he said, if you just preach love, you just preach in a half of a gospel. That God, this love, is also a God of judgment. Amen. His love, we see it there on the cross when he died for us to redeem us from his judgment.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't get scared, afraid in your heart of the judgment of God falling on you, you'll never repent.
Right.
Amen. If I'd been satisfied and afraid I was going to go to hell, I never would have done nothing. Just kept going like I was. But I'm telling you right now, there is a fear of God, and there is a judgment to come. But here in Luke chapter 19, how the Bible reads like this, and beginning with verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the prayer, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and come down and received him joyfully. Now, if I had a thought to leave with us tonight, it'd be in verse number 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was. I want just for a few minutes to talk on a thought on we need some God seekers. Amen. We need some God seekers. You can read all the way through this New Testament and where different ones had different ailments, and every one of them was seeking Jesus. Amen. To get healed of what was wrong with them. Amen. Seemingly today we're living in a world that I don't care one thing in the world about it, long as I can get my pocketbook fat, amen, and get on a popular pole, as that man was talking down yonder today. Amen. We got to talking about up in the Smoky Mountains where all that fire was. Amen. Somehow or other we wound up on Dolly Parton. Amen. He said, what's so wrong with Dolly Parton? I said, she needs to get right with God. I said, she needs to go back to where she started from. She was raised up, according to what I can read, singing in the Holiness Church. And thank God, but that fame and that good voice led her away after she's got out and got into other things. Amen. If we ain't very careful in this day we're living in today, Satan will come with just little things. I mean just little things. And lay them down at your feet. And get you to looking at them. And cause you to turn away from God. Quit walking in the path that He wants you to walk in. Amen. I know a lot of people don't like that. They think once, thank God you've ever made a profession. You can live just anyway. Thank God and still go to heaven. But my Bible, I read it today out of 1 Corinthians where he said, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He is a change, John, down in the heart of man. That's where the Bible said, a fool has said, in his heart, there is no God. I didn't say he professed it with his mouth, but in his heart. The Bible said that all these things, fornication, adultery, all these things, lasciviousness, all proceedeth from the heart. Amen. It's not what goes in a man that defiles him, because he was accusing Jesus about his disciples eating with unwashing hands. He said it wasn't what goes in the man that defiled him, but what come out of him. Brother G.W. Reed did it. He was a holiness preacher. And many, many years ago, I was at the radio station out at Plainview, and I don't and I don't remember whose radio broadcast it was, but we was out there, me and him was sitting out in the front out there, and he began to talk, and he pulled out, I'm going to prove a point here. Thank God he pulled out his red man, talking about what G.W. said, thank God about drinking liquor. He said, G.W. said, a pig was just as much hog while it was a pig as it was when it got to weigh 600 pounds. It just wasn't grown. He said, anybody drank, just a drink a cup of beer or a can of beer was just as much alcoholic as somebody drank a big case of it. Hey man, he pulled out his red man. He said, I always say like this. Hey man, it ain't what goes in a man that defiles him, but it's what comes out. I thought, now if you want to be that stupid, I'll just see what you got to say. I said, you're right. That's exactly what the Bible says. So therefore, if you choose chew that tobacco, you better swallow the Jews. Amen. Because tobacco ain't what's doing it. It's what you're spitting out. I'm doing that to prove a point. It ain't what goes in you. It's so much. I'll bless your heart. It's what in that heart ought to cause you ought to pick up that stuff. Amen. He said all this proceedeth from the heart. That's where our problem is. That's where it is in the White House. That's where it is in the state house. That's where it is in the church house. That's where it is in the courthouse. That's where it is everywhere. It's because some hearts has never been made new.
Amen.
I never heard it yesterday on the radio. But Oscar was telling me, thank God, you know, Fidel Castro died, and they cremated him. And they're carrying his remains out to do whatever they're going to do with them. And the truck quit running. How the soldiers, amen, had to push the truck to carry his ashes on. And this woman phoned in to old Rush Limbaugh, and she is kindly angry. She said, looky there. I said, even the devil didn't want him. He tore up a truck to keep him getting in hell. Amen. I don't care how many times they burn him. He'll wind up in hell if he ain't already. Amen. I bless your heart. She was kind of doing it for a joke. But I got news for you. According to the scripture, there's been a lot politicians that went out to meet God according to this Bible. I'm not their judge. But according to this Bible, they went out to meet God and they'll wind up in the flames of hell just as sure as I'm standing here. But we need some God seekers to change some hearts, change people's lives. Amen. Politics won't do it. Money won't do it. Things won't do it. Sports won't do it. Santa Claus won't do it. I don't care what you do. He'll not change that wicked heart. God said in ain't God Ezekiel, he'll take out that heart of flesh, stone, and put in a heart of flesh. He'll take the work of God Almighty, just like it done. Right here for Zacchaeus. He was a chief of the publicans. In other words, the tax collector. And they was hated because they would take more than people owed. They was wicked. Just as wicked because Zacchaeus began to repent. And he said, Lord, if I took anything by false accusation, he said, I'll repent. Fourfold. But he was a God seeker. And the Lord, when he come down out of that tree, or told him to come down, he said, this night must I abide at thy house. That's what we need today. Some folks had to climb a tree seeking God and get him to come home with us.
Amen.
God bless your heart. You can go back to the book of Jonah. Amen. You can find there that Jonah, God, I was sick and tired of the sins that was going on. Thank God there in Nineveh. And we all know the story about Jonah. How he run, but when God finally got his attention, and he finally went down there to preach, amen, and you'll not find the word ain't got anywhere in Jonah's message where he said repent. Pray and seek God. He did not say that. What he said was what God said. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be destroyed. But the Bible said the people of Nineveh believed God. Amen. They know. If God said he is going to destroy it, he was going to destroy it. And I've got news for you. According to 2 Peter in this blessed King James Bible, God's going to destroy this earth again. So we need to be like the people of Nineveh. Be some God seekers. Bless his name. I'm getting to feeling better now. Thanks be unto God. We need some God seekers. Do like these people done. And the Bible said, when it come to the king's ear, how the old king come off, how his throne throwed his robe off, got down in sackcloth, and in ashes, and God and told everybody, how to get down. Amen. I bless your heart. Don't you eat a bite. Don't you drink no water. Don't even let the cattle have anything drink. But cry mightily unto God. I'm preaching about how we need some God seekers. Here was a whole town. According to what I understand, there was 120,000 people there in that city. But they was a seeking God. Amen. I bless your heart. He said, cry aloud. Let every man turn from his wicked ways. Let him get away from his evil doings. And cry mightily unto God. Who knows? He might just hear and spare it. And God, the Bible said, God saw their work. Amen. Then he repented of the evil that he said he would do to them. I'm thinking today, done. If people will really hear just like they did in Nineveh. Amen. Hear what God is a saying today. Get down in sackcloth and ashes and repent and turn from their wicked ones. I believe God will heal us.
Amen.
I give out, bless his name. We need some God seekers. Isaiah chapter number 55. You know these places in that Bible. And I ain't seen one bit of 41 years I've been saved. I've never seen it happen one time. But they placed it in there where they said that they pressed him to hear the word of God. Other words, they gathered around him and commenced to get him, come on, preach to us. Come on, preach to us. I've never seen that happen, Tommy, in my 41 years. Amen. I'll get them say, come on, just preach to us. Tell us exactly like it is. Here, but in Isaiah chapter number 55, the Bible said, in verse number 6, he said, seek the Lord. That's what I'm preaching on. We need some God seekers. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Amen. I believe. Isaiah said in one place, how the Lord's arm not so short, and he cannot save, neither his ear so heavy, that he cannot hear, but he said, your sins and your iniquities have separated betwixt you and God, that he will not hear your prayer. That's what's the matter today. How we've let everything, as a whole people, has let everything get in between them and God. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I've never seen in all my life. I seek a pleasure, I seek in world as we're living in today. And you know what's going to happen to us? Everything done that we've collected, one day we're going to be just like that rich man. And God had that rich young farmer. And God, the Lord said, thou fool, this night, as thy soul required of thee, then whose shall these things be? He'd have been better off seeking God and forgetting about the cotton and corn and everything else.
Amen.
You know, I'll soon be 74 years old, and I know I ain't got much longer to go. I know that I live in this body. I know I ain't got much longer to go. The more I look out and see in the yard, Wendy, the stuff out there, the sicker it makes. Ain't all that good for, ain't nothing but vanity, every bit of it. Amen. I bless your heart. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost come by every once in a while and nudge me. Amen. Have to live like that woman did. Thank God Brother Hickambottom was preaching about. Thank God about that true riches. I'd rather live under a rock and it covered up with slabs. Amen. Have sawdust for the floor and know Jesus as to live in Jeff Cook a home castle up there. Amen. I bless your heart. I wish he's here tonight. I'd like to preach to him. I bless your heart. Amen. Sing a song. Make me want to puke. My first day in heaven. God help. Man sing. He only... hell. Thank God I don't know what he'll ever see heaven. From hell or not. If he don't repent and see God. Thank God he's heading. Right straight to hell according to this Bible. And not my judgment, but according to this Bible. God help us seek him while he may be found.
Amen.
Things. You know Solomon. All you see, he said, was vanity and vexation of spirit. Vanity and vexation of spirit. No good for nothing. When you die, the old song in that redback church hymnal there, what will I leave behind? I can answer that pretty quick. Every bit of it. Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'm going to leave it. I didn't bring nothing with me, and I ain't taking nothing out of here. Amen. God bless your heart. But I tell you what, it sure is nice to have him down here. Now, I'm not saying you're going to get above your tribulations. I'm not going to say you're going to get above your temptation. Bible said over there, when he said it, thank God, he said, draw nigh to the Lord and he'll draw nigh to you. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God, he said, draw nigh to God. Then resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But I'll tell you what he'll do. Thanks be unto God just as quick as you get just a little gap between you and God here, he'll come right back again with what he had to start with and more also. Thank God, it's just a continual thing. Seeking God how to keep your own head above the water.
Amen.
Ronnie Jones, I told Wendy to come in. I got on his mailing list. Every Sunday morning message, they made it to me this month. I got it Friday, Saturday, or Monday or something. I forgot pulled for November. But that man does some preaching to them folks up there. I'll bless your heart. That's what we're needing today. But he preached on a thought. That I listened to it last night. It really stuck my mind. It might not be the way that he said it, but that's what he was saying.
Right.
When you're sinking, is a good time to be saved.
Yes.
He was talking about Peter walking on the water. Long as he was walking on the water, he didn't need to be saved.
Right.
But the very minute when he started to sink, he began to call on Jesus, and that was the title of his message. While you're sinking, is a good time to get saved. Hallelujah. That's a good time to call on the Lord. When you get between a rock and a hard place, amen, call on Him. Thank God, He said He. Amen. His ears is not too far away but what He can hear. Thank God, He said, here, seek the Lord while He may be found. I call upon Him while He's near. But right here is what gets us. The whole world as a whole just about it. He said, let him, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man he assault. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him. And to our God, and He will abundantly pardon. Now God said that. Thank God, if you'll seek Him, thank God, you'll turn. Amen. Anything that's sin enough, I'd have to pray over, is sin enough to get away from, leave it alone.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Help us, Lord. We got our thoughts in it too much today. I think this. I think that. I think this. I was talking. I'll leave it alone. Leave it alone before I get in deep trouble. I'm telling you what, we just as well take God's word for what it says. Me and Oscar got started preaching this evening on the phone to one another. We just as well take Anna Holness, preacher from down Dublin, Georgia, phoned me late yesterday evening, and we got to talking. And I told him, I said, that people are living a time, and any time today you preach anything out of the Old Testament, they say you're trying to get them back under the law. And he spoke up and he said, they need to read about the 9th, 8th, and 7th chapter of Hebrews. And you'll see what Jesus fulfilled. He fulfilled that old Levitical priesthood. God and commanding that the blood of bulls, goats, doves, whatsoever. That was the old Levitical priesthood.
Right.
And then when God, Christ Himself come, He didn't destroy the law. He come to fulfill. He fulfilled that old Mosaic ceremonial law. Such a thing as washing pots and pans and all that kind of stuff. All we got to do now is come to the high priest, which is Christ Jesus. Thank God, have faith in His blood. Thank God for remission of sin that are past. And repent of our sin. We don't have to go to one of these fellas that wires his dress backwards and gets on the other side of the knot hole full of wine and confess our sin. We confess them to a holy priesthood.
Amen.
We're a Judean Christian now. We're not Levitical. We're Judean. Because Christ come out of the tribe of Judah. Amen. God help us. He said right here, I'm going to try to hush. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the water. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I send it. What's he saying? He's saying you better pay close attention to God's word. It's going to do just exactly what he said it would do. He'll either justify you on the day of judgment, or he will condemn you.
Amen.
I've got no right to judge nobody. I can tell by looking at that Bible and have a pretty good idea, but I still got no right to judge.
Amen.
I was sitting at the house today, and I was thinking within the last year of people that had died in the community right down there, just a big circle around where I live, how many has died. And I'm not judging every one of them, but according to this book, they're in hell. You say, you are judging. No, I ain't. I said, according to this book. When they stand before God, who knows what they've done between when they got down till they died. But the life that they live and the last word that I heard out of them, according to this book, they missed heaven. Matter of fact, one of them that died just a few days ago, here a while back, I stopped and talked to him. I wanted to talk to him. He told me right quick, I don't want to hear it. So you know what I've done? Went and got my car, took off. He didn't want to hear it. I wouldn't tell him. That's what God said. If he peace didn't abide, shake the dust of your feet off of the testimony against him. But his thoughts are not our thoughts. Amen. God help us. We just need to realize we need some God seekers. You and I need to be seeking him. I'll just hush on that. You and I need to be seeking him with all of our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Them that's not here, I mean, I know sickness. I understand that. And different things. I'm not getting on to nobody for not being here. But they need to seek the Lord just like we do.
Right.
Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's hard. You've got so many of these years going out here that's professing with a mouth. But they say that with the mouth they know God, but with works they deny him being abominable, and to every good work to reprobate. Then when you run up on, matter of fact, this fellow that I was talking about, I stopped there, and I'm going to talk to him, and he said, I don't want to hear it. About 5 years ago, I guess, he had some stepkids living with him. And he come down at the house. They was going up at Rue Hammer. He come down at the house. I was mowing grass. I stopped and talking to him there. We're raised together. And he said, my kids got into it with him on that bus riding back or something like that. Or what it was. He said, can they come down that black oak? I said, why, sure, bring them on. But they never did come. But he didn't say I'd bring them. He said, can they come? I guess if I'd done what I ought to do, they told him, no, they can't come, but you can bring them. But we're just living in a generation today that just don't want God.
Right.
But you know what? It's left up to me and you for our own self.
Amen.
God help us. Anybody got anything to say before we dismiss?